Welcome to the International Youth Education Forum podcast. My name is Rahul Mahesh and I'm your host today. And we'll be talking about LinkedIn today. So LinkedIn is a social media platform dedicated and specialized in helping professionals look for jobs and share their experiences. So what do I mean by that? If you look at somewhere like Instagram or Facebook, it tends to be more for fun and socializing. But LinkedIn is very focused on career development and how people get jobs and how they advance in them. LinkedIn tends to be a really great place for you to see other people's accomplishments and to show other people your accomplishments, so that way you can work together and help each other find the jobs and opportunities that you really want. So today I'm going to be talking about some of the things you should do to use LinkedIn to the fullest capacity. The first thing you need to do is just create a profile. I would say spend about an hour creating a really good profile. Make sure you write an about section. In this about section, you want to really tell people who you are, what you've done, and what you're interested in. One great thing about LinkedIn is it's a great place to find jobs and internships. And people will be willing to reach out to you, but they won't reach out unless they know that you're the person they're looking for. So you need to tell people that. For example, I plan on majoring in economics or political science, or even business. So if you look in my about section, you'll see that I say I'm interested in pursuing opportunities in government affairs, public policy, business, and technology. This tells the job recruiters that, hey, this guy is interested in these following ideas. Maybe he's going to be a good fit at our company and they might be willing to hire you, or at least look at your resume. So the second thing you want to do is obviously create a resume. So LinkedIn itself serves as a resume. So you want to start with that. Fill in each of the sections. Start with the experience section. This is where you want to put down all your roles. And I know as a high schooler, you haven't done much, but think about everything you've done and really realize how you can highlight it. For example, let's say you coach tennis at the local recreation center. You were a volunteer. That's what I did. But I was able to show that. I coached and taught children of all ages how to play tennis during the summer. So I was able to put that down as an experience. And then look for student organizations as well, your Boys and Girls Clubs and whatnot. And that way you can work with those organizations. You can get internships, you can get experience, and with that experience you can put that on your LinkedIn and people can see, hey, this person is involved. And just think about everything you've done and find some genuine things you can put there. And then obviously you have your education section. A lot of you are in high school, so most high schools actually do have a LinkedIn page. They're usually not active, but you can usually find it and just write down everything you're involved in, what societies, what activities, what sports. And that just helps people who are hiring for internships see what type of person you are as a whole. A lot of people think it's more about just the technical skills. And while that's super important for internships, the recruiters want to see who you are as a person. So it's nice to just show who your full holistic profile. So I recommend filling all of that out. And then you'll see there's also the licenses and certifications, but this is not that huge of a deal. But this is where you can put stuff from. If you've done courses on Coursera, edX, Open Sherpa, any of those course websites, if you've taken one, you can put it here. And I think this is really valuable if you've done something in a field that you're interested in. Like, I'm interested in management consulting. So I did an Open Sherpa course on strategy consulting with Boston Consulting Group. So I was able to put that there. And that tells people, hey, at least he's exploring his industries. Maybe he's interested in joining us. So definitely do that. And just look for other things. You know, if you like coding, look for some coding boot camps. Those usually fit in this section as well. And then you get to the volunteer experience. And this can be anything, volunteering at the food shelter, volunteering at the dog shelter, helping at the local school. I would put those down. It shows people what you're passionate about And it shows that you're a real person. I think people skimp on this section, but I think it's really valuable and I'd recommend you fill it out. And then you have the skills and endorsement section. We'll ignore endorsements for now because you'll need to build a network before you can get those. But for skills, you need to think about what you're good in. And a lot of people think of the skills as just the hard skills, like, can you code in C++ and Java and Python? That's what people tend to think of, and those are important skills that you can put in this section. But there are other things that, let's say you're not so technically oriented. That tends to be my thing. So for me, I put down research, nonprofit management, leadership, data analysis, economics. Those are things that I'm actually passionate about and I know a bit about, political science as well. So I was able to put those down. So you want to look at it and find the things that you can really embody, and you want to put those in your skills section. And another thing I really like about that LinkedIn has introduced recently is skill quizzes. So basically, if you have a skill in a specific area, it usually tends to be like Microsoft Office, Java, C++, Python, HTML. They have some quizzes you can take. Based on those quizzes, it'll certify you. And that way you'll have like a certified badge on your skills and endorsements saying that you took a test that showed that you're very well proficient in Microsoft PowerPoint or HTML or whatever you choose. So if you know any of these, I highly recommend that you take one of the skill assessments. So that way, it's just a nice thing to have there. And now we can scroll down. And this is where you'll see like the accomplishments section. You'll have courses. If you're in high school, I recommend you put down your dual enrollment and AP courses in this section, because those are college coursework and that's very impressive to recruiters and other people. They want to see that you're challenging yourself. And then you can have the honors and awards section. So you can put down your National Honor Society and other community awards and whatnot you've gotten. And then there's also publications you can put down. Now, this is one thing people tend to not have anything in this section, but, and that's kind of because people think, oh, publication, I need to be published in a big journal, but you don't, right? One thing I've worked on in the past year is writing smaller articles under our nonprofit, this International Youth Education Forum. And you don't even need to do that. You can do it as an independent writer. I've done that for one publication already. So I'd recommend you think about it. Do you have some interesting perspectives you could bring? So I would write about it, publish it on a blog, publish it on LinkedIn, just turn it into a PDF and publish it, let people read it. And you can put that in your publications. This shows recruiters and job recruiters that you have some ideas, you have unique ideas, and you're willing to put that out there. And then there's also the test score section. So you can put a variety of stuff in here. You could put AP scores. You could put your SAT scores. I'd say if you have like fours and fives on like niche AP exams, I would put those. It tends to show that you can take college coursework and you can do well in it. Like if you have a 1600 on the SAT, why not put it? Right. And then there's obviously a few others. There's patents. If you have a patent, that's huge. You definitely want to put that, especially with the current age of jobs. It's all about innovation. And if you have a patent, if you're an inventor or an innovator, that looks really good and people will be really impressed. So you really want to put that there. And then you want to show your languages as well. In the current world, we're moving towards globalization. Interacting with people from other countries is super important. So you want to show that you're fluent in other languages. And this just gives job recruiters another way of seeing who you are as a full person. So if you speak multiple languages or take language classes in anything, you should put those down, because those are really good skills. And then the final section at the bottom is going to be interests. And these are just people you follow. This is not super important, but it's nice for people looking at your profile to see that you're on LinkedIn and you're looking at things you're passionate about. People want to see what you're passionate about. So for example, let's say you're passionate about education. you might be following some pages about education companies, different schools like Harvard Graduate School of Education, NYU Steinhardt, or something like that. These are things you would typically follow if that's what you're passionate about. And that maybe that's not what you're interested in. And in that case, that's fine. You can find other people to follow. There's a lot of LinkedIn influencers. You have your top ones, obviously. Bill Gates, Satya Nadella, David Solomon, all of these top directors of big companies. And most of them have pretty good ideas, so I'd recommend you follow a few. And then obviously schools as well. You can follow the colleges you're interested in and get a different feel for the alumni and what the alumni in that college are doing. Okay, so now we've covered the basics of building up your LinkedIn profile. So now you should have a complete profile of basically what you've done and who you are. So with that said, I would take about an hour to build this. And then in our next episode, we're going to talk about how you can build your network and how you can utilize your LinkedIn page to really get stuff done. With that, thank you for listening to today's episode of the International Youth Education Forum podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. And if you want to join and help us produce this content, please reach out and we'll get to you right away.